This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says government working to meet target of digitalizing all service delivery in Nepal by 2025. Collection of garbage of Kathmandu affected after protest from locals of Panjade Dada. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says promotion of Nepali cuisine important for establishing Nepali identity worldwide. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says fighting for the city of Severodonetsk may decide outcome of the war in the east of the country. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has vowed to empower the citizens with digitalized service delivery. Addressing the World Telecommunication Development Conference organized by the International Telecommunication Union in Kigali of Rwanda yesterday, Minister Karki shared that the Nepal government's plan to digitalize all service delivery by 2025. Minister Karki also stressed the need for collaboration among members of the International Telecommunications Union to mitigate the digital divide and enhance citizens' digital skills. Nepal has been unanimously elected as Vice President for the Asia-Pacific region at the 77th General Assembly of the United Nations. The United Nations General Assembly held on Tuesday unanimously elected Nepal as one of the Vice Presidents for the Asia-Pacific region. The meeting of the House of Representatives continued the discussion on the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Yesterday, lawmakers aired views on the budget allocation for the Agriculture and Livestock Development Ministry, Industry and Commerce Ministry and Supply Ministry, Federal Affairs and General Administration Ministry and Communication and Information Technology Ministry. Taking part in the discussion, the lawmakers urged the government to open a fertilizer factory in Nepal, saying it was saddening not to have a chemical fertilizer factory during planting season each year despite the allocation of the budget. They also stressed promoting cardamom cultivation, fulfilling vacant post at the local levels, allocating ample budget to Radio Nepal and Nepal Television to lead a national discourse, allocating enough budget to make women independent, collecting herbs properly and setting up herb processing centres. The lawmakers criticised the government's step to enforce embossed number plates, urging the government to set up necessary infrastructure first. Likewise, the lawmakers urged the government to bring the Hetora cloth factory immediately into operation as it was in the budgetary program. In the meeting, some lawmakers suggested reducing the budget allocated for the ministries. Likewise, four annual reports were presented at the National Assembly meeting yesterday. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Khadka, on behalf of Prime Minister Shehbazoo Dewa, presented the annual reports of the National Inclusion Commission, Indigenous Nationalities Commission, National Information Commission and Office of the Attorney General in the Upper House meeting. Switzerland has agreed to provide an assistance of 6.8 million Swiss franc to Nepal for the reintegration of returnee migrant workers program. An agreement to provide the aid was signed by the Joint Secretary at the Finance Ministry, Ishwari Prasad Ariel, and the Shahzadi Affairs at the Embassy of Switzerland, Silvana Hoog, at the Ministry yesterday on behalf of their respective governments. The Ministry of Finance says the project aims at strengthening the capacity of foreign returnee workers to define their plan of reintegration and a utilization of knowledge, skills, capital and experiences achieved through employment abroad. The project will be implemented at 20 local levels in Province No. 1 and Madhes Province for 4 years starting from July of 2022. The Chief of the Army Staff, Prabhuram Sharma, met the Ambassador of Japan to Nepal, Kikuta Yutaka, yesterday at the headquarters of Nepali Army. The Nepal Army informed that the meeting focused on the bilateral welfare and mutual relations between Nepal and Japan. The Army has expressed the hope that this meeting would further strengthen and make mutual relations between the two countries profound. A four-member committee led by the Executive Director at the Securities Board of Nepal has been formed to carry out a study on the existing situation of the capital market. Addressing the 30th anniversary of the Security Board Yesterday, Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma said a meeting held at the Finance Ministry formed a four-member committee and was tasked to furnish suggestions to end problems in the capital market. The minister reiterated his commitment on behalf of the government to carry out reforms in the capital market and protect investors. The Narayanganj Mughlin road section has been disrupted due to the landslide following incessant rain. The spokesperson of the district police office Chitwan Narahari Adhikari informed that the landslide occurred near the Namsi bridge at Ichha Kamana 6 Topekhola in Chitwan, which obstructed two-way road traffic since last night. Adhikari further informed that efforts were underway to remove the landslide debris and resume road traffic. The Mughlin Naubise road has also been obstructed due to landslide. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The waste collected from Kathmandu Valley could not be reached to landfill site Banjare Dara due to obstruction by the locals there. The waste management has been badly affected, though the concerned stakeholders made agreement in the presence of the Minister for Urban Development, Ram Kumari Chakri, on Monday. The people's representatives from Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Kokani Rural Municipality of Nuakot and Thunibesi Municipality of Thading had agreed for waste management, but it did not materialize. The locals from Sistol, the way to Banjare Dara, obstructed a waste-carrying vehicles on Wednesday. Against the agreement, the locals pelted stones on waste-carrying vehicles and clashed with the police. The people around Banjare Dara have been demanding the central government that their settlement be translocated. Similarly, a guarantee of employment, health insurance and access to education are other demands posed by the locals. The locals have been protesting and obstructing waste management, accusing the central government and Kathmandu Metropolitan City of betraying them for 17 years. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has called upon all concerned to work for promotion of Nepali cuisine. Expressing concern over the growing food challenge to the human community around the globe, President Bhandari said all sides have an equal opportunity and responsibility to increase local production and reduce food crisis through modern processing and better management. In a meeting with campaigners, representatives of educational organizations, food experts and chef delegation at the president's office Sitel Niwas yesterday, she pointed out that the government had given special priority to local and international market promotion of Nepal's indigenous cuisine. Talking about the special role of Nepali cuisine to introduce Nepali identity to the world, President Bhandari thanked all the concerned parties for their continuous support in this campaign. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that fighting for the city of Severodonetsk may decide the outcome of the war in the east of the country. He said in many respects the fate of the Donbas is being decided in the Severodonetsk city, as combat raged in the industrial belt with Russian and separatist forces. He said his troops were inflicting major losses on enemy forces. But Ukrainian forces have been pushed back to the outskirts, according to the region's top Ukrainian official. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, Madhes province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. It will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and at a few places of the Madhes province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says government working to meet target of digitalizing all service delivery in Nepal by 2025. Collection of garbage of Kathmandu affected after protest from locals of Banjaridara. President Bidyadevi Bhandari says promotion of Nepali cuisine important for establishing Nepali identity worldwide. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says fighting for the city of Severodonetsk may decide outcome of the war in the east of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.